Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday. It's April 2nd, my birthday. And yeah, I'm doing a show. What the hell? And joining me today is Cyril Dobrik.
Thanks for letting me celebrate your birthday, Dougie.
Yeah, man. And Ethan Moore.
Hey, Dougie. Happy birthday. I thought you were going to have the birthday song instead of the Elgin David
thing. Yeah. Well, enough birthday songs. I'm not a big birthday song guy.
You don't like the birthday song?
No. But I got to celebrate it a couple days, like... on Sunday for Easter, because Sunday was Easter. I know you pagans, you're like an atheist, aren't you?
No, I'm not an atheist.
I thought that was an April Fool's joke.
Ciro's an atheist.
Yeah.
I'm not the atheist.
Ciro's not an atheist, are you?
No.
Really?
I'm Roman Catholic.
Are you?
See?
Yeah, I was molested.
Yeah, he's so Catholic.
So you went to confirmation, communion, and confirmation?
I stopped after confirmation.
Well, that's when you stop. I mean, there's nothing left as a child.
Or then communion.
No, communion was first.
Yeah, I didn't do that until I was 15 because I was a devout Catholic. Like, I was studying the scriptures for at least 15 years before
right.
I did what I was supposed to do.
Why? Didn't they get mad at you? Didn't they go, hey, Ciro, you know, you're doing this all wrong. You're supposed to be... You know,
well, my
mom
jumped religions.
Yeah, you're doing the blowjobs all wrong, Ciro.
We were Southern Baptist. We were Christian.
I was Southern Baptist.
We were everything.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we were Roman
Catholic.
Then
I decided to go Buddha all by myself.
Yeah, doing that very well.
Yeah.
And
kicking ass.
Yeah, but communion is when you learn to take the body of Christ in, and you learn about that. Confirmation is when you actually tell your sins to the priest.
Right.
And when I was like, you're in middle school, I think it was in sixth grade. When
it's
I was
a lot
confirmed.
Of, a lot of whacking off.
Yeah, that's the only thing I had
to confess.
You know, that's the only
I'm pretty
thing
sure
I, you
my
know.
First food poisoning incident was taking the body of Christ.
Yeah. Didn't go well with you?
No, didn't agree.
I did not, you know, I was raised like Baptist, and you did not have to confess. And it was
right?
a good thing, because a lot of porn, a lot of whacking off. Not want to tell anyone about.
I'm going to make a confession
you're
now.
You're supposed to tell them that?
I'm going to make a confession now. That I was getting ready for that,
because
that was the only thing I was had to confirm, you know. And I had, and when you're a kid, you're like, is it really a sin? You know, I mean, you're not hurting anybody. And everybody says, no, in the Bible it says you can't touch your dick.
Every time your penis cries, the baby Jesus cries too.
Loosely
That's right.
worded.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know if it's don't touch thy peni. Ugh. The 114. But, you know, it was like, I guess we got to tell it. And, you know, I was prepared. I went to confirmation. I was prepared to, you know, I sat there. It wasn't like in a booth. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like the old, like the TV where you're in a, you know, in a phone booth that has a.
Really?
You know, you got the looking at you. And I'm like, oh, this is, you know. So I said, you know, I started off a little light. I said, you know, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. This is my first ever confession.
Uh-huh.
Since this is my confirmation. And I confessed. I'm like, okay, I've taken the Lord's name in vain. I knew that was a sin. I'm sure I've said, you know, that.
Sure, sure.
You know, and then I, you know, you know, so he goes, okay, and that's okay. And I go, I've cursed a bit. And I guess he thought I was going to lead with a big one, but he stopped me right there. He just said, okay, well,
it's enough
know.
For today, my child.
Yeah. I didn't get to the jerking off thing. I was like, oh, he just cut me off. I wasn't going to say, excuse me, I got a lot more here, a father. You know, I didn't get, so I've never confessed. So I'm guessing I'm doing it now. I masturbated when I was a kid.
Wow.
And I just couldn't seem to lose the habit to this day.
It's a good thing that you finally confessed it.
I know.
You
I
won't
feel
go
better.
To hell.
I feel better now.
Yeah.
Lighter.
You know? Yeah. Mm. I do. I feel unburdened. Right? I feel like a burden has been lifted off my pelvis
your soul.
Area.
Yeah.
The best
or
part
dick,
about
right?
now is you can come so freely.
Yeah. So, you know what? We're going to take a break. I'm going to go kiss Hank. I'm married, so it doesn't matter, right? I guess if you're married, you're allowed to masturbate because it's almost like a necessity.
That sounds wrong.
I don't know.
So wait, let me understand this. So that you didn't go into the phone booth?
No, we didn't.
You went to
that.
His office?
No, we sat in like a chair, like in the middle of the smaller church. You know,
that's
smaller
so
church.
Weird. So he just like sits you down and he's like hands you like
a my son
in a rectory.
Yeah. He's like, here, can I get you some lemonade? Yeah. Just
you want to play little cards? Sorry, tell me your sins.
It's so casual.
Yeah. And, you know, that would make it a little more nerve-wracking for me because I was like, all right, I got to admit to this guy. You know, but
right.
I mean, that's the difference between when you're like 8, like 12 and like when you're 50. You know, you admit it when you masturbate when you're 50.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like 10 or 11, like, no, I don't. I don't touch my dick.
When you're older, you realize, oh, man, I've done so much evil shit.
Yeah. That this is nothing.
This is like, yeah.
I might as well fess up to this.
It's like a zero.
Yeah, what's the last? Have you had a confession? Have you ever gone into a priest and confessed?
Not since I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't, right?
No, because we didn't have that in my religion.
So you got a lot of shit built up.
That's right. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, I have a sponsor. You know,
you want to make any
for AA? So I just tell him.
Tell him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that kind of counts.
I think it definitely counts.
You know, you got to let it. I guess the thing about confession is you don't want to like keep it in, right? Like if you've done something wrong. I mean, like you know, okay, like even to this day. What have I done wrong? You know, I've been good to my wife. You know,
right.
So that holds some high standards.
Right,
that gets some credits in the old pearly gates. Right,
big credits.
And I hope they don't remember that one time in Oklahoma. Never. But what else? I mean, I haven't shot anybody.
Been in Oklahoma?
I haven't shot anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's been a long time.
Except for the loony bin in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that was a big day.
On freaking
all kinds
purpose.
Of shit happened over there at the loony bin, rightfully named.
Sometimes you're cleaning your gun and things happen.
It's right.
To speak, he was already confessing about masturbating.
And that guy was just on the ground because he stole my wallet just by chance.
There is something to be said for like telling people about the things that you did wrong,
right.
And then trying to do better. I think that actually like does make you a better person.
Well, listen, I think the whole idea of confession is that we are men, okay? We naturally sin. We're naturally corrupt. Humans are naturally. It's easier, you know. Just like it's hard, it takes more muscles to smile than it does to frown.
Yeah.
Well, when it makes decisions, it's much easier to do something fucked up than it is to do something really good.
That's very true.
That's what they say, right? And that's why there's a lot more bad people out there than good people.
You have to get in the habit of doing good,
right? Like anything.
Yeah.
That's what it says on the affidavit,
right? I mean, that's what you got to do. So, you know, so. I don't know. I mean, if you want to say, you know, you got to, like I remember when I was in middle school, I think I was still in elementary school at the time. And this one kid was fucking with me. This is one of my first, like, I was like in fifth grade or fourth grade. Is that what you are in elementary school?
Sure.
And I'm walking home and this one older, I was fourth grade. And this one older kid, he was already like 6 foot tall by this time in elementary. You know, those kids that grow early. Anyway, I think his name was Dwayne. And like he was fucking with me right on Atlantic Boulevard as I was crossing the street. And he like tried to punch me and stuff and threw a few punches. And I went into my fucking kata and shit. You know what I mean? I didn't do a kata. But I fucking popped the guy. Like
Kibodachi.
We got into a little thing and I gave him an uppercut and his nose went, you know, splat. And,
wow.
And I'm what am I, like 11, 9 years old at that time? And I'm like, oh, my God, I just busted this dude's nose. And I got all freaked out and I felt bad. I felt bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like, fuck that motherfucker. You know what I mean? I was like, I felt bad that I hurt this kid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Looking for trouble.
So I felt that's what you do. And you tell somebody, hey, man, I went to the kid. Hey, man, I'm sorry. I fucked you up. I mean, I was 9. I probably said something different.
You probably called him a faggot.
Yeah. Little wuss. Pussy ass motherfucker.
Now what?
Yeah. Now what? By the way, for those of you in Facebook Live land, today is my birthday. And thanks for joining me and everybody. But we're gonna think of some of the best and worst. I'm sorry. You know, let's talk more about the worst birthday gifts you've ever given.
Uh-huh.
We got a little list there, so think about
like
that.
Like the gift
start
of salvation that Jesus gave you.
That's
that
right.
That was a pretty good
That's
one.
That's right.
Huh?
Thanks for letting me off for punching that kid in the face. You know, like I pray. You know when I pray? I pray when I'm gonna fly. Like if I had a flight tomorrow, I pray tonight.
I spend some time
speaking to the Lord.
It's a good ritual.
You know what I mean? I want to, you know, and I ask for things like, please, you know, watch over our pilot tonight.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know,
cut him off after 3 beers.
Yeah, have him. You know, make sure. Right. You know, make sure. He's, you know,
please God, let him lose his flask. Please God.
Yeah, let's hope he doesn't have his. He's not going to do any coke tonight. Like, yeah, that's when I'm curse.
Or hope he doesn't run out and not have any for the morning.
Right.
That would be worse.
One of two things you got to pray for. Yeah. You got to pray his coke dealer
freaking
can't make
extremes.
It. Or, you know, or he does and he brings a whole big old eight ball.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I don't know if Jesus Christ or Lord, whoever I'm praying to, I don't think he'll help you. Like I remember when I learned how to pray, they're like, don't ask for things when you pray. Just be more thankful for things.
That's,
like,
I think that's true.
Yeah, you should. I mean, most people are asking for this and that and this and that, but they don't do shit to get it.
Yeah. The thankful prayers are the ones that get answered.
Right. So
I was taught that you should just ask for the will of God, because if you do, then you can never be disappointed. Because no matter what happens, you're like, well, I guess that was the will of God.
Yeah, by the way, Vinny Calderera says flying scares the bejesus out of me, and he's a fucking pilot, so that's reassuring.
There you go. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. You better pray twice for him.
Yeah. Right. I got on a plane, I see video on there. I'm like, oh, no. Because I know he was banging a few broads all night. You know, anybody else feel sleepy? You know, but that's when I, you know, I'll have a word. And I, you know, I did something on my birthday. I went to see my parents in the cemetery, you know, and I hadn't been there in a while. You know, I'm making another confession, but I hadn't been there in a while. And then I'm mad because we tried to get flowers and everything was closed.
Hmm.
You know, so I'm like, my wife's like, let's bring a balloon. I'm like, I'm not bringing a fucking balloon to the cemetery.
You know, it's a little weird. You know, it's a little too festive.
Could you imagine you bring a balloon?
Is it like a black balloon?
No, yeah. Like, you know, like one of those big balloons, like, you know, the big ones.
The big Mylar
and
balloon.
Then where am I going to tie it to? You can't, like, it's like a tombstone has like a fucking little hook up there. I don't know what I'm going to do. So, you know, so whatever.
You could release it into the.
I felt bad. We didn't have any flowers. Ethos. But I cleaned up the tombstone, you know, put a little, you know, put a little dirty. And I thought about it. I'm like, you know, you imagine you put like a fucking balloon in there. You should have a balloon like a person, where these kids at night, like, oh, let's go walk to the cemetery. And all of a sudden, in the distance, I see
that
this
would be
guy
pretty
floating
scary.
Around.
Yeah,
holy
yeah.
fuck. Yeah. Speaking of kids, some of the latest news with our Parkland kids. That guy David Hogg last week took it to the Fox newscaster, who basically came out and, you know, this is the weird thing. Like, she came out and said. Like, oh, he didn't make it into
Why,
these schools. Well, he didn't make it into certain
wait,
schools.
Laura Ingraham.
Right, Laura right. Ingraham, right. And she's the same chick that said that about, told LeBron James to dribble and shut up, right? She's the same
yeah,
one,
she's
too.
An idiot.
Shut up and dribble.
Well, you know, she's trying to, you know, she's TV person or fucked up.
She's
anyway,
walking the line, guys.
You know, she's, and of course, Ted Nugent called them mush brains. You know what I mean? It, you know, Ted's a man. Ted's a fucking... You know, I don't care what anybody says. I mean, he is a unique, crazy bastard. And listen, if The Walking Dead really happened, I'd want Ted Nugent.
That's
in
true.
My clan. You know what I mean?
It's the Ted Nugents that will rebuild after the asteroid.
Ted Nugent
hits
will inherit the earth.
Right. That's right.
It'll be cat scratch fever all over this fucking land.
That's a frightening thought.
Yeah. So all this is going. You know, listen. And again, this is an old story now. It would be good to see these people go. But, you know, I believe in the Second Amendment. So whatever else happens from that, I don't give a fuck. You know right. what I mean? But too many people were talking about they wanted guns gone. And that ain't going to happen in this country. And good luck with that.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
That's never going to happen. But, you know, this kid, like, she tried to apologize. She tried to come back. I mean, there was, to me, as an adult, that was kind of stupid. You know, she's irritated with this kid because he's all over the place and he's just sucking up the limelight like a...
Because he's a kid.
But God, he's got... Like I said, hey, any kid that's focused and whatever and not fucking breaking windows in neighborhoods and stuff like that, you know, it's more positive, right? He's not knocking on my door and leaving a bag of fiery shit at my door.
Right.
So that's good. You know what I mean? So whatever he's doing, good for him.
Not but he's literally. Taking away your AR-15, Dougie.
He's
How
not,
about that?
Listen, that kid takes away my AR-15. He better move from this town. If that kid takes away my AR-15 and I see him at the old Cherry Smash ice cream parlor that's over here that all the kids go to, I will smash his cherry. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
He ain't going to do it. That's why it's funny to say. But anyway.
Is it against the law to hate these fucking kids? Because I hate these fucking kids.
You know, I don't
have strong opinions.
I didn't like
them
the day before the shooting,
by the
and
way,
I hate them now.
By the
so
way, it
the
was
there
was this theory going around that the girl, you know, Emma, had bullied this particular guy,
not
Cruz.
A theory.
Which
no,
wasn't, it turns out
it
wasn't true.
It was disproven today.
She
I just read today.
It was proved?
It,
or
no, it said that it was the way it was. It was never.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Here's the funny thing.
No, Ciro.
I watched it live. I don't want to fucking hear about all this
bullshit.
Ciro
was hiding in the fucking hallway that day.
I already told you the story. As soon as I heard her talk about the BS speech, that fucking speech that we're talking about, I went back to my fucking childhood, and I saw the girl that did the exact same shit to me, and I didn't fucking shoot up any schools, but I didn't get bullied.
Sure, working out some
years.
Adolescent issues here.
See,
on this.
No, that's because he's a Roman Catholic.
Right, that's right. Otherwise, should have confessed
who
that.
Who the hell do you think you are to say that? We knew in middle school that he was a piece of shit. Well, how'd you know that? Were you mean to him? Was he mean to you?
I think
well,
she said he was a weirdo or something.
Well, yeah, there was a story where he threw an apple at her, and everybody saw it. Oh, yeah? And no one did anything? Well, then you live in a really fucked up world of no
right,
one
listen.
Did anything.
Oh, I know. All I know is in high school,
she turned
crazy.
The other
fuck
cheek.
Them.
Listen, I have friends
sorry.
Who are teachers and stuff, and high school's brutal. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a kid today compared to, I mean, you thought when we were in high school, it was one thing, but now supposedly in high school, it's more competitive, kids are more ruthless, and, you know, and that's the bottom line thing. Like you know, take care of your shit, like, you know, again, there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of things. Listen, there are millions of things this fucking country's got to fix. Okay, so let's just
how about
you know
the water
I mean?
In Flint?
Yeah,
before
I mean,
we take away the guns.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's I like agree. All this like you know, we're sitting there and we have all this fucking thing that the Russians met, launched their anti-ballistic Satan fucking missile. You know, and in China put some more tariffs against us today. Stock market was down over 500 something points on my birthday, which fucking blows. And I'm trying to take a day off and the market's going nuts.
All these things are higher priority than
they are.
David Hogg, if you ask
it
me.
It is.
Yeah.
Listen, and I had friends that are like, oh, this fuck. I go, I don't give a fuck about this kid. You know, like how could like why would, you're the fact that you're even mentioning his name to me is, you know, like. Like what, this, you're making this kid whoever he is. I mean, personally, I think he's the Antichrist, and he's going to be like the Omen. Like he probably has a 666 in the back of his fucking head.
He's the new
but you
Dick
know what
Clark.
I mean?
He's too charismatic. That's what you're
he
saying.
He is. He's this kid that's going to be wielded into the Manchurian candidate, and that's the way it ended up. And at that time, then I'll pull out my R15 and poetically take his lights out.
wow.
And when but it happens then, he's a kid now. I'm not going to do it now.
He said poetically.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to say knock knock. No, I'm going to say there once was a kid from fucking Parkland. Any rate.
I applaud their civic engagement, Dougie.
I do. Like I said, God bless them. Fight for everything you want.
Do what you're going
to
do.
In this country, if it comes down to guns or no guns, you know, I'll be on the side with that wants guns.
As you're fighting for that, just remember there are millions and millions of people fighting for the right to become a mass shooting victim. So that's just the way it goes.
I don't think so. But that's a short line. That's like, line, that's like a line. That's like a line
to
sell Tupperware
they're all
or Avon.
To get here.
April Fool's Day went and gone.
I'm saying is it's really bad, right? And people are still fighting to get here.
Yeah.
So fucking relax.
Yeah.
And don't take away the guns. Let's fix the mental issue.
Well, that ain't gonna happen. And that's another fucking dream.
What does that
it's
even
only,
mean?
Listen, it's only gonna get more and more mental. Here, I'm gonna give
I
you.
Agree.
I'm gonna give you a simple. The fact that there's so many fucking people on this earth. There's so many resources. Like the more things become expensive. Think about when you're a kid. If you had a fucking paddle with a ball stuck to it and a rubber band, you were busy all day. Nowadays, you got the paddle ball. You got a pop, pop, pop. You hit the paddle. You get chalk. You put the thing on the floor. You make a chalk. You play the
hopscotch.
You hopscotch.
What
you
year?
Play the,
what year is this, Dougie?
1941 or something. But you know what I mean? Like you had.
I needed a penthouse. I don't know if I.
Well, yeah, if you're lucky, you found one in the woods or under your dad's bed in between the box spring and the mattress. That's where my dad used to hide it there. He thought he was smart. He'd hide the dirty mags
right.
in between the box spring and the mattress. And I learned that. And I'm also glad my dad liked Hustler, not Playboy, by the way. Now.
Very much better.
I learned a lot more than you did. If you got your dad's Playboy and I got my dad's Hustler, I was a little ahead of the game at that point. Trust me.
My dad was European. I got OUI.
Wow.
Yeah. Big boob chicks and that.
I am perverted.
Yeah. Well, that explains a lot, doesn't it? Where was I on this? I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. But
the world's
more,
going to shit.
There's more and more people. Like when you're a kid, it didn't take much to have fun. You got on a bike, you jump on the curb. You know, I used to go ride my bike like 500 miles a fucking day. We used to go all over the neighborhoods, jump curbs, build ramps, you know, skid in the dirt, make the dirt slide when you slid your bike. Nowadays, for a kid to have fun, he has to have a fucking computer, an iPad. He's got to have a $5,000 setup. You know what I mean? And so not everybody's going to do that. So when the other kids don't get it, they're going to be like, oh, that's not, you know. It's like Eddie Murphy. Like, I got McDonald's, you got Wonder Bread. Now that the kids are going to fight, they're going to fucking pull out an AR-15 and blow each other's heads off because now, more than ever, my society is more competitive than ever, and people have to be better, you know, the Joneses and all this kind of shit. So it's only going to get worse.
if he really had a 4.1 and a 1279 on his SATs and got rejected from anywhere, that's pretty bad.
Why do you think? I mean, do you think that just school rejected him because of his?
I'm just saying that's.
Did they ever say what schools he didn't get into?
All the ones in California.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, touche. You can't go to LA film school.
I don't think that's where he's going for.
That's a decent score, but you could get a lot higher score than that.
What'd you get on your SAT?
I think I got a 13.
Jesus,
90.
Jesus Christ.
What are you, fucking Mensa member? I got like an 890, I think.
1100 over here, but that was, what, 13 who?
1390.
Did you take the SAT?
Yeah.
1100.
You got 1100? Dude, I'm the dope in the group.
I graduated in a 4.0.
Jeez, I got like an 890 or something like that. 910, I think it was. 890 could have been the number.
I had good grades.
See, I wasn't a school. I wasn't a student though. Like I played soccer. I did. I took average courses.
You were.
And then when I got, I didn't start getting studious until my junior year in college, and that's when I started taking philosophy. That was my first philosophy course. Woke my ass up, and I read more than I ever read all my in like a month. I read more books than I read my entire life.
Pretty crazy.
I got caught up in it, and I said, "Oh my God!" And I tapped a certain part of my brain, and of course, I smoked a lot of weed back then. So no more April Fool's Day. They should rid ourselves. And by the way,
you don't want April Fool's Day anymore?
I don't think it's, you know, I mean, who's going to fall for anything on April Fool's at this point? If you fall for an April Fool's joke, you know, you need to be shot with an AR-15 in public.
You're forgetting, Dougie, there's a whole generation of dumb kids being brought up right now.
Oh, yeah?
They're going to fall for it.
All right.
Man, they don't get anything.
I got excited. Paul Castronovo posted that he's gonna follow his dream and be a boat captain or something. He's done. Thanks for all the time. I started reading it. And I go, oh fuck, is this good or bad? Am I gonna? And then I realized, oh fuck, it's April 1st. So I got taken in for a few lines at least. Yeah, a couple lines. But that was my greed talking. You know, I was like, oh good, it's gonna be the Dougie Almeida show. You know, anyway. So what were some of your best and worst gifts? Anybody in Facebook land? You know, I asked for an erotic massage for my birthday.
Okay.
And my wife, my first, like, me give it to you, I go, okay. You know what I mean? I mean, I thought it'd be nice if you sat in a chair and we went to a place and you got naked and she got naked. And then everybody just started touching my body. That'd be a great birthday.
That would be good on April 1st. You said, well, let's go the day before. Yeah. And then some giant dude comes out.
That wouldn't have been
that
funny.
Gift
he gives you the erotic massage. That's funny.
And bad,
Cisco though. Comes out.
Right.
What's up, Dougie?
Do you ever think of a really bad gift you got or gave? You got to think of your best, you know, your best one?
I've really never gotten a bad gift. Everything's been pretty thoughtful.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sucks.
You've never gotten a bad gift ever?
I don't think so.
I finally used my gift cards for Christmas.
This year it's going to start.
The charmed life, Sierra.
I know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Why are you so angry for? Not.
Like my parents didn't have money when I was a kid. So I think it wasn't like I woke up, oh, I got a bike. You know, I wasn't one of those kids.
No.
Were you a bike kid?
No.
Were you the kind of kid who got a bike?
We didn't have any money.
No, exactly. You know, I got like we finally got like Atari.
Yes.
Yeah, that was around Christmas. Was an Atari. Atari was a Christmas gift.
But we got Atari when everyone else had Nintendo.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then we got the Super Nintendo when everyone else had PlayStation.
Right.
It was like that. Yeah.
Right. I got PlayStation 2 when I was like 32.
Right.
That was my first real game. I had it played in this fucking house.
I did get all the knockoff game systems. So I had ColecoVision.
Right.
And then I had the
what was
adapter
that one?
One after Atari 3000 or something. That's what I had.
You remember how shitty those games were? I mean, it's like hockey was this thing that looked like a U.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a boxer was this guy that just went like with a. It looked like you're looking up from like Skynet. You know, and here, who's boxing? Just some guy with his arms out.
There's a Russian MiG on the screen. No, that's my character.
All right. Well, here are some birthday gifts that registered as some of the worst in history. Well, that's not the story. Hold on. I already had it open. That's nice.
I used to ask for weed. That was my in college.
Yeah,
from your parents.
Because I think like I would just not take care of my possessions. So my friend got me like some like nice thing. It's like a CD or something, and I just like lost it.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Should I just get you weed?" I was like, "Yeah, just give me weed."
You know, when you start like you get a real job. I worked as a financial advisor. I kept getting cross pens.
Ooh.
Oh, another cross pen set. Great. You know, I never refilled them. Here's the number one.
But I have 30 really nice pens.
A young lady on her 12th birthday, whose mom wrapped up a sanitary box of pads.
Wow.
So she got tampons, or she got pads. There's a difference between a tampon and a pad.
That's a bad gift?
Yeah, well, it turns out what time of the month. I didn't know your birthday fell on that time of the month.
Sweetie, this year for your birthday, I decided to get you womanhood. So.
Yes. Pain and misery. Number two, 21 packets of instant noodles for his 21st birthday somebody got.
That's still in college.
Ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not so bad. It's food.
Right? Sustance. You got to eat it.
Keep you alive.
It's not a bad gift if you utilize it. Right?
I agree.
Right? Like, even if you get socks, it's a shitty gift, but fuck, I need socks. I mean, as long as they're not like those tube socks with the yellow, green, blue stripes, you know, that go up to halfway up your calf.
Yeah.
I don't want those. Yeah, you know,
like a clown or something?
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like my mom used to do that. God bless my mom. She'd go to the dollar store and buy a box of socks, and they're like, Mom, these are like ankle fucking, like, these are white tube socks that go halfway up my thigh or halfway up my fucking shin. You know what I mean? I wear ped socks. When I wear I wear dress socks with dress shoes and pants, or I wear the white little ped socks like Adidas.
You know, one that goes up like
right at my ankle,
like Nancy Sinatra's knee level.
Yeah, I don't need. I'm not a jockey. Number three, my great grandmother gave me a toothbrush.
Well, again, you know, it's useful.
She must have had some badass breath.
Was it her toothbrush though?
Yeah,
it was actually a family heirloom.
I won't be using this anymore. You can have it.
She got dentures. She gave her the toothbrush.
Yeah, I got new dentures.
This is for you. You can call it halitosis.
My grandma's a little different. When she decided to wrap 100 pennies individually and give them to me as a gift.
Now, that is a bad gift.
That's horrible.
That's like April Fool's.
If somebody gave me that gift, I would have thrown it at them with velocity.
One penny at a time.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm going to give your gift. I'm going to give you guys a gift for the next 100 days.
Right.
Is it in like a gift that keeps giving?
Is it like a regular size box too, and there's just a penny down on the bottom? That's what I imagine.
This poor person got Tupperware when they were 7. Tupperware.
Okay. Well, again, you can always use Tupperware. It goes with the weed.
That was what I was going to say.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. It didn't have weed in it though.
Ethan asked for
it. Didn't have weed in it.
Oh, okay.
You know. Would say Mark Pecoroni. All we are saying is give weed a chance. Well, thank you, John Lennon.
Nice little pun there.
Yeah.
Everything's better with a bag of weed.
all right.
What about those people getting pounds of weed in their teddy bears they ordered through Amazon?
What is that a thing?
Accidents. Huh? Those things happen to
by accident.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I would hope.
Oh, this poor kid at his 13-year birthday got one of those boxes that had smaller boxes continuously in it.
Like a Russian doll kind
of
theory.
So right.
And then there's just a penny in the bottom.
Yes. That's it.
It's a fart.
My girlfriend in high school tried to play that game one time. I think it was that. And I wasn't in the mood. I remember I was in a bad mood. And I got one of these gifts. It was like a big fucking box.
Right.
And I thought, I wanted like Atari or PlayStation at the time, whatever it was. I thought, it looks the size of a place. And then about three or four boxes later, it turned out, you know, it was like smaller and shit. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not playing this game. I walked out. I was pissed.
You didn't finish opening it?
I didn't finish it. Well, it turned out to be a Walkman or something.
Oh, well.
You know, which is, you know.
That's so bad, Tuggy.
I know.
Everyone's so ungrateful with these gifts.
I know. Well,
that's why I was like, no.
It's like ramen noodles. No, you need that. Tupperware? Come on, useful.
I mean, ramen noodles is the original doomsday prepper, though. That was a thoughtful gift.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's true. You just need water, of course.
Apocalypse.
That isn't nuclear. Now, being an addict or a former addict,
sure,
right? Somebody's in recovery.
Is there something I can help you with, Doug? Question for the addict?
Well, I'm just saying.
Ask an addict.
It would be nice if somebody for your birthday bought you like a bottle of booze and some cocaine.
That would be a bad gift for me.
It would be a bad gift. Yeah. I mean, it'd be a good gift for me.
A few years ago, it'd be amazing. But,
yeah. But. I mean, you know, I realized that I felt bad. Like, I had a client of mine, a very good client of mine. I bought New Year's, and yeah, I just bought a really big bottle of, you know, Perrier Jouillet, you know, really good, not Perrier, Velvet, French champagne. I love it. My favorite. The orange label.
Clicquot.
And I bought him that, and like, and the son, yeah, my dad don't drink, dude. I'm like,
yeah.
Fucking even champagne? So that was a stupid gift.
That's like
that makes you look like an idiot.
Right. It's just something that you can't use.
Right.
So you're just like, well, whatever. I would give it to someone else.
Exactly. Oh, thanks, guys. I'm finally moving down the happy birthday. Thanks, L.A. Hardy. Probably gone by now. My mother-in-law bought me a notebook paper. Notebook paper from Sue Ann Flint. Notebook. Are we going to use it?
Oh, yeah. What are people so ungrateful for?
I could use some right now.
College
rules? I'm rolling low.
I'd like a notebook. You know, give it to me. because I'll write some jokes in it. How about
you still
that?
Got it? You still got that notebook? let's see here. When I was given a journal for my birthday, only to discover half of it was already written in.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Was it interesting, at least?
Yeah.
Was it by someone famous?
It was somebody making a confession.
You're right.
This particular woman, a girl, got a gift from her auntie, who was very wealthy, and she got a freaking towel. A towel.
From a hotel.
Yeah.
Both of those things, a freak and a towel, or a freaking towel.
Somebody got an egg for their 16th birthday.
Okay, that's pretty bad. That's funny.
My dad
like a rotten egg.
My dad gave me a little sister a freaking... my dad gave my little sister a freaking cabbage patch, or cabbage. Cabbage.
A cabbage, an actual cabbage.
Yeah, I thought it was a Cabbage Patch doll. That's not bad when you're a girl. Little
no,
girl.
It's a cabbage.
But he bought her a cabbage.
That's pretty funny.
You know, he's coming home. He's like, fuck, all the toy stores are closed.
He just got it confused. He's like, these kids with their cabbage as these days. Yeah. Every kid wants a cabbage.
What's up, Chris Priester?
Chris?
By the way, Chris, and guys, you got to know this. On May 12th, Funky Buddha, the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, will be having a show at the Funky Buddha, comedy show, two shows.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, May 12th.
Yeah, okay.
You guys are on it. And Chris is a new, Chris Priester, by the way, is a new stand-in co-host for the show.
Oh, really?
So you guys can't make it. He's ready to sit in.
Oh, cool.
Did a good job. So, Chris.
Priester.
Well, mark that down on your calendar, buddy, May 12th, if you can do it.
Chris is a good guy.
You know?
I like Chris.
Good kid. My mother bought me gym shots shorts with hearts. Yeah, Rob. Well, that's not bad. I mean, I wouldn't wear it.
Your mother bought you gym those hearts like you see in the cartoons.
Yeah, because then
right.
then somebody's gonna come up to your gym like, hey, you got hard-ons.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, somebody there's a guy at the gym that's gonna always do that.
And I'm like, you know what feels worse than me? You with that pun like that is.
I know. Well, that's. And by the way, I feel bad. There's one old guy that comes into the gym. God bless him. You know, for his age, he's in good shape and everything. But he always tucks in these. He wears like these like the. You know, the stay dry shirts, like the athletic shirts.
Uh-huh. I'm wearing one right now, actually.
Well,
I like these.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like that material that absorbs and keeps.
Right, right.
Right? And it's kind of like, so you see every little thing in your body. And then he's got like these fucking fishing shorts or something on. And he tucks the fucking shirt into the. I'm like, and the kid has his younger son. His son comes into the gym with him. I feel like, hey, dude, tell your dad to untuck that shirt, dude. I mean, you know, can you at least have him, you know. I feel like you tell me like
and tuck his balls in too.
Yeah, but yeah, tell him wear some longer shorts.
Day, this is the way we worked out.
Yeah, and I want to tell the guy. I think I'm going to tell him myself. Someone else saw for the 21st birthday got a loaf of bread.
Okay, again, you know, ungrateful. You can eat that. All right.
Yeah, I mean, nothing.
You put that with the ramen. You got a feast.
Listen, I crave butter all the time at night. If I'm hungry, I've eaten.
There you
go. I'll get some crackers, a little butter. You know, that's a little midnight snack.
Very thoughtful. I have celiac disease.
Somebody got a jar of pickles.
See, that's good. If you have celiac, no, that's a bad gift.
Somebody got a jar of pickles.
A jar of pickles? Okay.
I love pickles.
Half sours?
Somebody got a fire extinguisher.
All right. Useful. I find a hard time. Protection, I have a hard time believing these are bad gifts.
And if there's a fire.
There you go.
Who needs an AR-15 when you got a fire?
By the way, I have a friend that's selling an AK-47. Anybody's interested?
Okay.
Nice price, so hit me up. When I was in kindergarten, one of my mortal enemies got me a head of cauliflower. Well, that would have been more interesting if he just gave you a head at elementary school.
Or a cauliflower ear.
One of the worst gifts, let's see, a USB stick from my
shitty.
Boyfriend of 4 years.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
shitty.
4 years.
That's actually those are bad gifts. Because you have to give a woman like something that she really appreciates.
Sure.
And that fits with like how long the relationship is.
Not something you can get right next to the bazooka gum at the general store or in the gas station.
Right.
I'm on my way to see my girl. Shit, you got anything here I can buy her?
Anything called a Gaddafi special shouldn't get anyone.
Yeah.
A USB stick.
Agree.
Norm MacDonald used to have a joke about how like the worst gift is a lottery ticket.
Right.
Because like, it's like, well, it's because here you go. Here's nothing. It's like, well, what if it wins? Then it's something. But let's face it, you give someone a lottery ticket.
It's a chance.
You don't want it to win.
That was a big gift. Like when I used to work in a bank, I used to, that wasn't the only gift, but I would give like, I'd give like about 20 scratch off tickets
really?
To everybody. And then, you know, like cologne or fucking whatever. It depends on who it was.
That's better though, because it's a scratch off. It's not going to be like $1 million.
Right.
It's like, you know,
probably can win.
Maybe it's $500 or
you know,
something.
Last birthday, last year, my birthday, Nadim Awad got me scratch off, and I won $5 winner.
There you go.
So he gave me $55.
That's pretty cool.
Worked out
gift.
Well. Exactly. What can you ask for?
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's our loud typewriter. Mom got teen daughter wasted as a punishment for drinking.
Ah, the old story. Your dad catches you behind the woodshed there smoking the cigars smoking a cigarette. You got to smoke the whole pack of cigars.
Or, yeah, like my buddy John, who was in the neighborhood, his dad caught him smoking cigarettes. He made him put a pail over his head and smoke the cigarettes, the whole pack.
Wow.
Yeah. He's still, now, like? Now he has lung cancer, by the way. I think that was a good move. Yeah. By the way, what happens if you catch a daughter giving her boyfriend head in the bathroom? Well, I'm going to take you down to spring break, and you're going to get gangbanged.
Young lady, you got a long night ahead of you.
Right.
A mother in Kentucky is facing charges after she got her 14-year-old daughter so drunk that she fell face first out of a chair during an attempt to teach the teen a lesson. Miranda Gale Polston, 34, was charged by police in Somerset with first-degree criminal abuse, a felony. After investigators got an anonymous tip, that the video on social media showed her forcing her daughter drink earlier this month. See, again.
Why are you videotaping this?
Discipline is not meant to be fucking videotaped.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to embarrass the kid like some of these parents did, like they embarrassed the kid. He had to go up there and say, I'm an idiot in front of all his friends. That's fine. Learn them. They got to learn humility. Not a bad lesson.
But not if it's illegal.
Yeah.
Then you're just being an idiot.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to show everybody on the world. I'm going to make you get drunk.
I like the approach, though.
After getting a copy of the video, police said Polston told investigators that she previously caught the teen drinking and sought to punish her, but Polston could be heard on the footage saying that she could get a million, views.
Oh, so it was literally not even punishing her. She was just trying to get views on Instagram, on YouTube.
My daughter's a drunk and ain't going to be worth the shit, but I'm going to have money.
It's worth 2 to 5.
What is happening to our society? I swear.
Too many people. That's the problem, dude. There's too many fucking people. Everybody's getting bored and trying to do one-up everybody else. A woman arrested after raunchy come-on to the Easter Bunny. You know, nothing better than walking in the mall or being at some place and all the kiddies are there and some woman who's probably... Maybe I wonder if it was her older daughter. This woman's older daughter.
Yes.
Again, people don't have a filter anymore. They you know what I mean? If they think it, do it. They don't give a fuck.
So she came onto the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, I mean,
that is just not
trying to make out with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, she was just flirting? I thought she actually came on the Easter Bunny.
Well, it'd be hard for a woman to come
she
like
squirted
that, by
on the
way.
Easter Bunny.
Unless she's
not if
look
she's
at
from
her.
Thailand.
Look at the Easter Bunny too.
Look
he's got
at that. She's,
is that a carrot in your pocket or
she's
you happy
copping
to see
a feel.
Me? Look at him.
See, that is just not in keeping with the Easter spirit, Dougie. Oh.
That's not, you know what I mean?
The only thing worse would be if she came on to the risen Christ.
That's right. If Jesus walked out of a fucking pulled a stone aside and she hopped on top of him. LaDonna.
Acceptable.
LaDonna Hewitt, 54, was arrested on Saturday after police said she lewdly propositioned and grabbed an Easter bunny working at a carousel park at Carousel Park in Mansfield. When Hewitt posed for a photo with the rabbit, witnesses say that she inappropriately grabbed the costume character and made suggestive comments within earshot of families and children.
She forgot where she was.
She was looking for those eggs.
I need some eggs. I'm going to the fertility clinic. We received a report from a citizen, unusual report from a citizen, at Carousel Park.
Not many people use the furry defense.
It's just, you know, she's one of those furries, right? Furbies? Those people that get, you know, want somebody to bang them in a furry costume.
Right.
Jesus was a furry.
You know, listen, don't be sack. Listen. Don't see, I got to go to confession.
That's
the
only
you think I'm the atheist,
Dougie. You
think I'm the atheist.
Rabbit and...
God almighty, I'm trying not to get struck by, it's my 50, I'm just turned, it's
50
I'm in my
something,
birthday.
Something.
Yeah, I'm not saying it. When I say 50, I'm at 40.
Yeah.
God. Hewitt was charged with public drunkenness and booked into the county jail where somebody humped her. She was released 8 hours later, according to the news. Change with assault, there was, the police didn't charge her with assaulting the Easter Bunny.
Just, she was molested by the Tooth Fairy in jail. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they call there. That's her nickname in jail, the Tooth Fairy. Jeez. Yeah, I'm telling you. Man who owes $500,000 in child support vanishes into ocean on a paddleboard.
Just keep paddling, man. Wow. How do you end up owing $500,000?
Well, that's... Oh.
I guess I don't know how child support works, but...
Hey, is Bill coming back?
There he goes.
I don't think he... Somebody call for him. You know, he owes his ex-wife 500 grand. He ain't coming back.
He didn't even wear his fishing hat.
Man, now that's enough to raise 10 kids. What do you need? How many kids does this man
have?
Well,
the mother's definitely not giving that kid booze.
Right.
You drink, I'll show you. Here, we're going to snort all this Coke.
You give him some ramen, okay? That's what he needs.
Man who owes $500,000 in child support vanishes into ocean on paddleboard. Quote, I want answers, brother says. Authorities in Florida are asking for help finding a commercial real estate agent who owes more than $500,000 in child support and has mysteriously vanished while paddleboarding on the ocean, according to the police. Now, this guy didn't vanish. This guy's too much of a pussy. He's running. He didn't kill himself. He paddled, went way far out there. Hopefully, he ended up somewhere, and now he's trying to get identity under somebody else.
Yeah.
It's like the worst dream you could imagine, concerned family members told the news. Constantine Theo Harris, 52, was last seen on March 20th on a blue paddleboard heading north. Away from his problems. In the Atlantic Ocean near Fort Lauderdale home, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department said he was caught on video on the paddleboard about 6:30 a.m. that day, according to police. Well, at least he gets up early. He's not a lazy fuck who just owes his money.
There's more than one way to get out of that problem, though, isn't there? I mean, is paddleboard the best way to escape justice?
This guy didn't have friends.
What?
he's in international waters now. You tell me who's right. Brilliant.
It's true.
Just paddling along.
He's out there playing blackjack by himself out in the middle of the ocean.
How much money do you have to owe in child support before it's worth it to run? I wonder that.
You know? I mean, doesn't it get to the point where you owe so much money that you just got, I mean, you got to claim, like...
You fake your death and
like,
you move on.
The guy's a commercial real estate agent. He's probably thinking, I have to sell a fucking commercial building every day for the next 20 years to pay this shit back. There's no way it's going to happen. You know, I mean, I guess it's like sometimes in divorce settlements, like somebody's making more money.
I'm sure
they don't make as much money to renegotiate the child support or family or alimony, whatever it is.
Yeah, he probably had some good closings like right before that judgment or something. Yeah. So then he's
like, getting that money. Right. I had to put up with all these kind of assholes. Theosaurus's cousin, Chris Damien, reported him missing 3 days later, telling police he hadn't heard from Theo Harris since March 18th. When they spoke on the phone. Now, there was no phone out in the ocean, was there? According to the incident report, Damien told the authorities that Theo Harris had been depressed lately. And,
can you imagine?
And they usually talk by phone daily. He was depressed over a recent divorce and child support payments, but he was not suicidal. Just smart. Just got on a boat and
just
fucking ran away.
Said, I'm out.
Theo Harris, who has been divorced since 2008, owes more than $549,000, according to the court records. An affidavit from December said he has not paid any child support after August 6th of 2014.
All right. Here's the question we all missed. How many fucking kids did this
That's
guy
what I was wondering, right? Because how many
Jesus
kids? Because I feel like I could raise 10 kids for that much.
Yeah. Well, this is maybe over a period. It's over 5, 8, 9 years.
Okay.
Damien told police he thinks that the child support issues could have forced him to have leave the U.S. because of pending upcoming court action for non-payment. This guy paddleboard all the way to fucking Canada,
you know,
from Florida. He's going to get there. He's going to have Popeye forearms. Damien said it's unusual for his cousin not to contact anyone in the family for that long unless he's on the run trying to hide from fucking $500,000 in child support.
Wow.
He was a former Fort Bragg soldier whose car phone was found in Walmart lot.
He's definitely making it there.
Theo Harris' brother, Rick Theo Harris, feels like he's in the worst dream you could imagine. His brother left behind his phone, wallet, keys, passport at his house, and a bag of ramen his mom bought him on his 15th birthday. Right. Rick Theo Harris said, which alerted him, something was way off. The Constantine Theo Harris was a very adept in water and a frequent paddleboarder, his brother said.
Hmm.
Hope he didn't have a heart attack or something like that. His uncle, John Katsikas, is also concerned. And their aunt, Millie, can't give a fuck. Doesn't give a fuck because he was an asshole. Katz has feared that his nephew may have committed suicide as he just recently missed court at a large sum of money judgment against him. Yeah, well, that's the pressure of life, man.
That's a lot of cash.
You know, $500,000. Oh, you know,
it's a lot of money.
A man in the UK got a case of super gonorrhea.
You know,
have you heard about the super gonorrhea?
I knew this was coming. I don't know.
I've been warning everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
the fucking
signs.
Super gonorrhea.
I have an old fashioned line of capes with the word gonorrhea on it.
Sorry, guys. It's just impossible to keep up with your guys' fucking comments. You know what I mean?
The thing is that regular gonorrhea wasn't good enough anymore, you know?
Super gonorrhea.
I needed something a little harder. I need the hard
Thanks,
stuff.
Ronaldo. Yeah.
When gonorrhea just won't do.
Right.
Is that when you get like discharge in your underwear that has like red capes in it?
Right.
Thanks to the antibiotics, the vast majority of sexually transmitted diseases are treatable. Gonorrhea, bacterial infection that causes 78 million new cases each year with dirty underwear, is one of them. Or historically, it was, but in recent years, doctors have been raising concerns about the rise of antibiotic resistance cases of gonorrhea appearing in places like Japan. Oh, see? It's the fucking ninja. It's the ninja. It's the ninja inbreeding of the fucking
Everybody
gonorrhea.
Thought Dimmock was the secret touch. No.
See, you got a soy sauce gonorrhea. In my cock.
And I always think of Japan as being so clean, you know? I don't know why.
Yeah. Now, doctors have found a case of antibiotic resistance version of the in the United Kingdom. The case involves a man who contracted gonorrhea while on a trip in Southeast Asia.
Whoops.
When he returned home to the UK, his balls itched. Doctors administered a typical antibiotics used to wipe it out and found that they weren't effective. Now, this guy's in England. He's probably drinking beer and the antibiotics aren't working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't fucking stop drinking. Fuck you. I got to drink my pint. Oh, I don't know why it's not working, Doc.
Hello.
I'm following directions.
Hello.
I take my pills with a pint. You're not supposed to have it with liquor.
His dick probably keeps hurting. You got to keep drinking. You know?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It burns. I got to go fucking have a pint. This is a first time a case has displayed such high level of resistance to both of the drugs given. And most other commonly used antibiotics. Gwenda Hughes, director of the Public Health of England's Sexually Transmitted Infections section. Boy, I wonder how she got that job. Mm-hmm. The BBC of the case. We are following up to ensure that the infection was effectively treated with other options and the risk of any onward transmissions.
I tell you what, Sierra, Dougie's accents get better every year.
Yeah, it's just trying to do a woman.
I was like...
gonorrhea, which affects close to half a million Americans.
Dear Watson.
It was actually a gonorrhea level accent. Just like,
yeah. Oh, it's something about that's gonorrhea.
It's from the country of gonorrhea.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have ever been to gonorrhea?
It's off the coast of.
They've got lovely orchards.
It's right there in the Cape of Good Hope.
Right.
That's the condition. Yeah, man. So listen, there's no go fucking whores in Southeast Asia.
Hey, don't talk to me about my life.
Hey, man, you got
to. I've done so much of that in my life.
You got to do what you got to do.
I got away with it, I guess.
You fucked whores in Asia?
Are you kidding? Of course. Yeah.
You ever mix up and
lady
get a
man.
Lady
I,
man?
I never
lady
get the
boys.
Lady boy, man.
No.
I regret it now. I really,
really
do. I honestly regret it, yeah. I wish I had tried it, just because I would have checked it off the bucket list.
Really? That's on your bucket list?
That's on my bucket list. Now I'm going to have to get gonorrhea when I check it off my list, you know?
Could you imagine? I checked off something on my bucket list,
and I added
something else
to it. That's not good enough anymore. You need to get super gonorrhea.
I know, right? Well, super gonorrhea is on my bucket list, too, so that's...
updated, goddamn.
I was listening to the Howard Stern show today, and Ronnie Mund, you know, the security guy, the driver... I guess he took a 12-inch dildo in his ass.
Also on my bucket list?
That's on your bucket list.
One shot or?
No,
I've taken the 10 and I've taken the 14, but the 12, that's what I'm...
Okay, Goldilocks. This one's just right.
It's just right. Exactly.
Yeah. That's gay, right? If you take a dick in the ass, even if it's a fake
that's
dick?
That's not gay.
I'm pretty sure... If it's over 4 inches,
then
that is not.
That is. I think that's a good number. I think four is a good number. I think five is probably the norm. Four could be like you have a chick with big hands sticking
right,
her finger in there.
Right.
Okay. But
I was going for the longest finger I've ever seen. So
okay.
Would you guys have never had a strap on? You never let a girl peg you?
No, I never
I haven't
have.
Either. I want to, though.
By the way, I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to share this with you. Curious. This is South Florida Cars. I was at the Buddha last Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And prior to that, on Thursday, I was at Nippers, right? And I did my new bit about threesomes and stuff like that. And I had heard the Howard Stern show, and they were talking about it, the expression pegging.
Sure.
So at Nippers, I kind of just went out, and I did a joke about pegging. I'm like, oh, you know, it's... You know, pegging sounds like what it is. You know, getting pegged sounds painful. You know, I'm sorry, ladies. It's not. Although, you know, I had an ex-girlfriend that was bisexual, so she would put on strap-ons and bang another girl or vice versa. So my joke was, boy, when you see a woman put on a strap-on, they get this proud feeling overcome them. It's like the first time a guy ever wore a suit. You know, you feel okay. More. You know what I mean? So that was my joke.
Right.
So there's a particular female comic that saw me do it at Nippers, and God bless her. I was going to do it at Funky Buddha last Wednesday, and I just didn't get to it because I'm doing 5 minutes. And she did. She did pretty much not that joke, but she started talking about it and stuff like that. And I go, hey, have you ever done that joke before? And she's like, not really, but I kind of want. I'm like, well, because now you did it after you saw me fucking do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, man?
I used to have a bit about that, how, like, I was afraid to let a woman do it because I was afraid that she would not. You know, it's like women don't know how to use a dick.
Right.
So it's like she's going to be taking out all the aggression of every dude who's ever fucked her yeah. on your asshole.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
that
the last
was my
thing
bit.
You want. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What are you, nuts? They don't know what it's like. You know, when you're a guy and your penis is, you know, listen, you know, if you got a big penis, you put it in a girl, you can tell if it's going to hurt her or not. You know, if she's like, you know, there's a sensibility. But when a woman puts on that big old log, she
they
has no
know.
Idea what she's doing
right,
with it.
Right.
First of all, you have to be. It's doggy style, right? I'm not getting pegged missionary.
I would try it both ways, you know?
Because that would hurt. Your balls are in the middle there. And
yeah, can you imagine?
You
got
balls
well, you gotta,
in there.
You got to get
anybody,
in that.
Anybody thinking anatomically?
You got to get in that yoga position, Ciro, where you put your legs behind your head, okay?
Listen, I haven't really worked out the details.
She does not see the hurt in your eyes when she pegs you, is what I'm saying.
That's how J-Lo. Which that's Monaco? Yeah, I mean,
the face.
I just thought that was, you know, I was like, but no, the person was cool. Like, oh, well,
it's
if you're, I go, it's
face.
Not, I just told it that one night. I mean, it's not like it's in my love of jokes, but I just thought it was weird how, you know,
you inspired.
Sudden,
wow, pegging. Who knew so much
pegging.
Comedy in that area?
Yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah, you would think.
Dicks and ass. It's a rich trove of
just
comedy.
Just the word
you know?
Itself.
And it, I was thinking, there's another thing, like, because I ask you, like, all right, if you want that, like, I had a girl try to say, no fingers in my ass.
Uh-huh.
I'm not, you know, I don't need that. You know, you can play with it a little bit, you know,
uh-huh.
as a girl, you know, but never, don't answer. And you know, and I thought, okay, well, and then I was thinking about gay, like, you know, the gay website's Grindr. Right,
right.
It's
sure.
a gay website, right?
I well,
mean,
I don't
know
anything. I don't know anything about you know. It, but apparently, you say it is.
that's what the initiation letter says.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember some of the old practical jokes, like a buddy, like somebody ever have a guy play a joke on you, like calls you or texts you, like when you have a fucking these are the beeper days would beep you, like call
the,
yeah,
the
you
gay
call
hotline.
It's a gay hotline, like thanks for calling. You know, this is Roddy Rod. No, but what the fuck? Oh, so the question was like. Like, you know, there's comics talk about, oh, there's a test you're gay. You know, you want to say. So I'm thinking about it. Like, well, like Grindr, like, I know I'm not gay because as a heterosexual man, I hear the word Grindr. I think of my dick. And the word Grindr doesn't appease. You know, the last thing I want to think about is my dick and Grindr. You know what I mean?
I'm so thinking of a sandwich.
Grindr?
Yeah.
Is that what
it's a type of sandwich?
Is it?
I think so.
What's
yeah.
in a grinder?
I don't know.
Two gay guys look at each other's balls?
Well,
you know.
It's very visual for me, the word grinder. Because you're sticking your dick into an asshole, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
it could
is that
grind
what it means?
Up.
They might as well call it like pencil sharpener.
I don't know. I think we should just change the subject. It's not even...
See, when I hear, it's that painful.
When I hear grinder, I think of like there's two dudes like rubbing their dicks up against each other.
I see the
that's
scene.
That's what it means.
Like a sword
Pink
fight.
Floyd the
yeah,
Wall.
Yeah.
The movie Pink Floyd the
right.
Wall. I see grinder with
and
the
meat
people
popping
falling.
Out.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All the lemmings, all the faceless people falling into the grinder. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. Like,
go psychedelic immediately.
Now, the regular dating site, Tinder.
Tinder, sure.
Like, is that Tinder? Is like to spark a flame? Is that what
yeah,
that means?
Yeah,
Tinder
exactly,
a flame, like
yeah.
spark something
yeah.
up. Mm-hmm. See, that has something, you know,
hellfire that
you
would burn
I mean?
In.
Like,
yeah.
oh yeah, let's get something going. You know.
Coincidentally, that is also the symbol for super gonorrhea.
Right, that flame. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't just burn, it burns.
Yeah.
Exactly. Here's a story. Condom snorting challenge is a very is every parent's worst nightmare now. So we went from the
okay.
Tide Pods.
Right.
Right. It, like, it's funny on some of the stuff when they
you
talk about
one. They were writing the word Trump on toilet bowl lids
right.
and licking it. I don't know what that is protesting. I have no idea, but please, let's keep doing that.
That's an odd one.
Keep doing
right?
that.
I mean, a disturbing new viral trend has teenagers snorting unwrapped condoms. Part of the condom challenge.
Now when they say viral, what do they mean exactly?
That girl who got caught drinking, her mother got her drunk. She did it once. Mm-hmm. For more on the story, viral videos posted on social media show teenagers snorting condoms as part of a so-called condom snorting challenge.
Good God.
In the videos, teens put an unwrapped condom up one of their nostrils and inhale until the condom comes out of their mouth.
Wow, that's pretty cool, though.
That's like a magic trick.
Yeah, it's totally a magic
right?
trick.
Right? Mm-hmm. There's a guy, they stick it like one of those little, like the fucking the balloon animals. You blow it and put it through your nose.
Right, I've seen that guy.
Hey, at least it's safe. Yeah, at least it's safe. Yeah. Right?
Is it, though?
I mean, it's not a used condom. You know?
Well, not yet, Dougie.
Yeah, well, I'm going to use it after.
That's when they get to the super condom trick.
That's at the double dare stage.
In San Antonio, Steven Enriquez, who teaches drug and alcohol prevention to parents, has also started to teach parents about dangerous online trends like condom snorting.
It's just made up.
Because these days our teens are doing everything for likes, views, and subscribers. Enriquez tells the station, as graphic as it is, we have to show parents because teens are going online looking for challenges and recreating them.
Too many people, they're really bored. They are really one-upping each other.
Right.
I have a hard time believing that these things are real, though. That
tampons,
like really
tampon soaked in vodka, sticking up your butt, putting it in your butt.
Well, that's something I try.
There you go. It's less than 4 inches.
Yeah. It's only a tampon.
But I have a hard time believing that really people are snorting condoms and eating Tide Pods and all that. I mean.
Well, you saw people eating Tide Pods, right?
I guess. But
now these people, they were eating them. Like, I thought they were just putting them out and spitting them out. These people were swallowing them.
It's like four people do this, I think. And then, like, everyone else is like, this is a trend. It's catching on. I'm like, I don't know if it's catching on.
Yeah, like, how many people, like, wouldn't you die? Isn't that poison? Wouldn't you die if you took it in? Like, how many cases of people that ran?
They said some people died, but that's what I heard.
Well, good. That's a good thinning of the herd. You know, that's
I agree.
Right? Like, that's why Russian roulette was started, to thin the herd. You know what I mean? Let's just get people that just really want challenge.
Those Russians are really crazy.
I think we should be spreading warnings to parents about Russian roulette, too.
Yes, why not?
You know, gun safety. Let's call it that.
And go
in the day of Trump.
And go watch the movie Deer Hunter.
Right.
One of the greatest Russian roulette scenes you'll ever see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
That and 187. Remember 187 with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes.
You want to talk about it?
Here's a question. You ever played Russian roulette?
No.
Yeah, I did once.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
really?
I was in the room with it, but
really?
I didn't.
You played Russian roulette?
The game lasted three. There was like five people, and after the third one, which was me, it ended.
With what?
I died. I just came back. I came back yesterday. April Fool's, April 2nd joke. I fucking pulled the trigger.
Pulled the trigger, huh?
Yeah, but I'm a sly. I'm a gun guy. So I kind of, it was a revolver, so I kind of looked to see if I could see it in the chambers. And, you know.
It wasn't there.
I thought, who knows? I was high as fuck. But thank God it didn't go off. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to be here for you five people on Facebook Live. you know what I'm saying?
In the room, didn't want to play.
That's right. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Cyril Dover for joining me today.
Hey, thank you. Happy birthday, Dougie.
Thanks, buddy. And, of course, Ethan Moore.
Hey, glad you didn't die with that Russian roulette, Dougie.
No, I'm glad that, you know, somebody didn't put an extra bullet in there. to this day, I don't even know if there was a bullet in that gun. I think that's what I was really thinking at the time. By the way, Saturday, I'm headlining Spill the Beans Comedy Show.
There you go.
At the Underground's Coffee House in Fort Lauderdale. So come out. I don't know if it's sold out. They got like 20 seats in there or something. And then, of course, on April 14th, I'm headlining the PGA Arts Center in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. I don't know. Call PGA Arts Center for that and get tickets. And go to at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. And follow me on follow our show on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show and on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Cyril?
You can check me out at Cyril Comic. And then don't forget Cinco de Mayo. We're having a Cinco de Mayo SmackDown Comedy Contest at the 19th hole. Starts at 8 o'clock. Please get with me for information. And check us out.
Ethan?
This Saturday, April 7th, at Open Mics in Melbourne, Florida, if you're up there, I'm doing a drag show with Anna Lepley. So it's the Butch and Femme comedy show, and we have a whole bunch of stand-up comics who are going to get in drag, and we'll make fun of them. So come out to Open Mics April 7th if you want to see that in Melbourne. Also, you can see all my stuff. Just follow me on Instagram at EthanIsNotFunny.
There you go. Thanks for watching, guys. Tomorrow in the studio, I'll pretty much have Elgin David and Mr. Peter Leonard here.
Nice.
Tomorrow we should be starting the show right around 4:30. Aside from that, thanks for listening, guys, and watching on Facebook Live. And go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Over years of episodes on there. And be a patron. You can donate $1 to $2 to $3 a month, as little as you want. Yeah, it's my birthday. Do it today. Donate some money to us. It gives gas money to the guys who come out to the studio and helps fund you. Like, we finally got that mic thing fixed.
Nice.
Right? Finally got that mic. Normal mic. That's it. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back here tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.